One other dating technique they used was magnetic reversal. Those occasional moments when magnetic north and magnetic south flip, leaving a magnetic imprint on mineral grains that were laid down at the time. The Earth seems to have had a magnetic field since almost the dawn of time, generated deep in its iron core. But new research suggested about 565 million years ago, interestingly around the dawn of complex modern life, this field nearly died. John Tarduno, who led the research, told me it makes sense only if you understand the way the Earth's geodynamo works.
The outer core is of liquid iron, and it's convection within the outer core that's driving the Earth's magnetic field. We have to have this convection to actually drive the magnetic field, and it's really the large-scale fluctuations of the convection patterns that give rise to the magnetic field that we see today on the Earth's surface.
I mean, this is incredibly hot stuff and presumably sort of churning away, boiling away almost deep beneath our feet.
And much like what you would think about in terms of a kettle of water on a stove, we can lose heat from this very gradually by conduction, but it's really important that we see this churning, this convective action, so that the magnetic field lines, which are carried by this kind of stream of iron within the core, are twisting, because that's the really important part to self-generate the Earth's magnetic field. If we didn't have some process to self-generate the magnetic field, it would gradually just decay away.
And we should be grateful, not just because it tells us which is the sort of the north end and the south end of the planet, but this magnetic field is also what protects us from cosmic rays and solar radiation of various kinds.
Exactly. And we even see imperfections of the field today, where we have an area of very low field intensity, the South Atlantic Anomaly, where we have more penetration of these harmful particles that have even, for example, damaged satellites in the past.
Now, the great thing for you as geoscientists is the other thing that the Earth's magnetic field does is it can alter crystals in the rocks, which means that you can actually measure what the Earth's magnetic field used to be.
As a rock cools, the magnetic minerals within it will lock in a record of the Earth's magnetic field. It's the magnetism within each of these special magnetic particles that act like a little compass, and they're recording the Earth's magnetic field as they cool.
I mean, this is what I found interesting about your paper, is that it sounds like there used to be a really strong magnetic field, and then it sort of was over hundreds of billions of years dying.
We have records of the Earth's magnetic field billions of years ago that say the Earth's magnetic field, let's say 2.5 billion years ago, may have been as strong as it is today. But then over billions of years, it seemed to gradually decay. Of course, there were fluctuations on top of that, but the mean pattern was that of a decaying magnetic field.
How small did it get?
The really outstanding thing is that we found at 565 million years ago, it was 10 times weaker than the present Earth's magnetic field. We had never seen a weak magnetic field like that in any other rock that we had sampled. And sort of another important nuance is that the rocks that we had studied were relatively slowly cooled. So they averaged the magnetic field over at least 75,000 years. And that's important because this is telling us that this is just not some transient observation. We're actually looking at some fundamental property of the Earth's magnetic field.
So if it did nearly die then, but now it's absolutely vibrant and looking after us, what happened?
Today, when we see the core, we have this liquid outer core. That's where the Earth's magnetic field is generated. But we also have a deeper solid inner core. And we think it was really the formation of the solid inner core that really saved the magnetic field and kind of provided a new energy source for driving the magnetic field.
How would that work?
When the solid inner core is forming, and it's continuing to form today, iron is precipitating onto it, and it gradually grows. But as this iron cools, it expels some lighter elements that are also in the liquid iron core, silicon and oxygen, and this can help drive the convection within the core. That's really important, again, getting back to this concept that we have to twist the magnetic field lines to help generate and regenerate the magnetic field.
And you said this sort of turnaround happened how long ago?
565 million years ago, also during a time that we call the Ediacaran.
This is an incredibly important moment in life because life had just been single-cell pond scum basically up till then. You know, this is when incredibly interesting things were also going on in life. So clearly, I'm going to say there's a connection.
It's truly fascinating that there is this correlation between this very weak magnetic field and this time where we see the first complex multicellular life just preceding the Great Cambrian explosion. But we have to be cautious. We don't know if this correlation means anything about causation. The Earth's magnetic field is very weak at this time. That means we have very weak magnetic shielding. We would have more penetration of harmful radiation. This could lead to more DNA damage, which could then potentially lead to more mutations and higher speciation rates. The problem with this is that we don't see tremendous evidence for this in the geological record at other times where the Earth's magnetic field has been of weak intensity for much shorter time periods. That is, during a magnetic reversal itself. We have to be a little bit cautious about this, but nonetheless, it is a really interesting avenue of research, and I hope this correlation between the very weak magnetic field and Eta Charon generates more thought on the subject.
John Tardun on a line from the University of Rochester in the USA. His study appeared in Nature Geoscience earlier this week. And before we